Giants and Padres kicking off game one of a three-game series in the Padres' home opener. We'll take you to the bottom of the first. Giants up 1-0. Manuel Margot facing Matt Cain.
3-1 pitch. There's a high drive in the deep left center field. That's way back there. It's on its way and gone. And just like that, it is tied.
The pitch. Margot may have hit another. He hits one to deep left field, and it's gone. He did. A low liner. This one wasn't as big time, wasn't as colossal, but Margot, it counts. He's 2-for-2 with two home runs.
Pantora's a lefty. Belt swings, and he hits a high drive in the deep right center field. Way back there. It's still going. Adios, Pelota! A grand slam for Brandon Belt. So all three runs score in front of him to tie the game, and Brandon will come around with the Giants' fifth run, and just like that, the whole thing has been completely turned around. The Giants are on top, 5-4.
The pitch to Solarte. He swings and drives one toward right center field. Parker on the move. He can't get it. It's into the gap. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Jankowski around third. He'll score. Myers right behind him. The relay from Crawford is much too late. Myers scores. Solarte knocks in two more runs. And the Padres have gone ahead 6-5. Literally in the span of 8 pitches.
Now Belt swing, and he drives one deep into center field. Margot back at the warning track, at the wall. Goodbye! The second home run of the game for Brandon Belt, and his third in the first week of the season. And now it's a one-run game, 7-6, San Diego. Maurer winds, and here it comes. Fastball struck him out swinging. A low fastball at 97 miles an hour, knee high. On the inner half, and the Padres come from behind and win this ball game. And another loss out of the bullpen for the Giants. Another lead blown by the Giants.
Manuel Margot becomes the fourth youngest Padre with a multi-home run game, while the Giants are off to their first 1-4 start since 2012. The Giants drop to 1-4 for the first time since 2012. Here's Bruce Bochy on the loss.
When you walk somebody, you just build a momentum up, you know, for the other club, and that caught up with us. But, you know, Matty battled out there. He made some mistakes, obviously, but he battled, and we did a heck of a job coming back. And, you know, this is what makes it a little difficult, I guess, when you're getting some great things happening during the game, like Belt's grand slam, you know, come back, give us a lead, hits another homer. Garen, big double play. A lot of good things that happened, but we're just having a hiccup somewhere along the line, and that's what's costing us these games. Well, these guys will define their roles. You know, it's early in the season. It's the first week. I mean, we haven't played a week of baseball yet, so, you know, we'll get this thing figured out, and they'll settle into the roles that, they're comfortable in, and, this is a process. Ideally, we have it all set up, and we like to think we do, but today we had a hiccup. George was off. He left a lot of pitches up out over the plate, and they took advantage of it.
Belt looks like he's seen the ball as well as he ever has. How do you...
Today, yeah. Yeah, he had a nice game, didn't he? First couple bats weren't the best, but when we needed it, he delivered and came back, got us within one, and had a big day there for us. If you told me, with the Pence and Posey out, that we scored this many runs, I'd take it. But we got to pitch better, and that's the bottom line.